This is Ear Snacks.
For parents. All the boring stuff.
Oh, hello.
Hello. We're so glad you're here.
I'm Andrew.
I'm Polly. And we make music for children and families.
Yeah.
We play live shows for kids at bookstores and community places.
In Los Angeles.
And sometimes other places.
Uh-huh. Our music plays on Sirius XM Kids Place Live.
And our songs have been on their 13 Under 13 playlist, which is crazy awesome. Thanks.
Thank you for liking our songs.
And we write songs and create scores for children's television.
Namely Nickelodeon's Wally Kazam.
And the score to Welcome to the Wayne.
Which started as Nickelodeon's first digital series and has been picked up for broadcast.
You can find out more about us, including when and where we're playing next, at andrewandpolly.com.
And Facebook and Instagram. And we have like 1.5
blah, 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 websites, blah, 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 internet, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, you, blah, blah.
We also do some other boring grown-up stuff, like make music for commercials. And
independent films and documentaries.
But making music for kids and parents is a really special responsibility that we feel very lucky to have.
Especially because we're parents, too.
That's right. We have a one-year-old. His name is Izzy.
Yep.
And he's amazing and hilarious.
He's also crazy.
And he's everything.
We like him.
Our work with kids and families, as well as our recent and somewhat limited experience yes. as parents, convinced us that we wanted to make Ear Snacks. And what is Ear Snacks, Andrew?
Oh, I will tell you. It's a podcast for kids, not about them. And we hope you like it.
That's right. It's mostly geared toward preschoolers, but we hope that older children and parents will like it too.
Why did we make Ear Snacks, Polly?
Because we just have too much time on our hands and we thought we should make life a little more complicated.
No, we love writing music, but we wanted to do something else too.
Yeah, we have ideas for books and TV shows. But
we can't do those things on our own. We're not illustrators. We're not filmmakers.
Right. But what we can do is have a little fun in our studio in a way that's different than making an album.
Yeah.
We can do things like bring special guests in to record.
Mm-hmm. We can interview our friends and our fans.
And turn those things into, hopefully, a fun experience for your ears.
Yeah. And we know a lot of people are conscious about limiting the amount of screen time for their kids.
And we are, too, because we're like classic first-time parents.
But we love radio, and we love podcasts, and we listen to them all the time.
Yeah. We like them for their, like, campfire-like ability to draw people in and spark their imaginations and create this like community thing, this community experience. It's all about stories and sounds.
Yeah. Okay. So, Polly, would you say Ear Snacks is educational?
I mean, I wouldn't say it's exactly educational, you know, in the way that a lot of things are quote-unquote educational these days. But I would say, you know, we hope that it can crack open this idea of kids exploring the world around them in, like, both a broad and a very specific way.
Absolutely. You know, with humor and with imagination and with fun.
Right, because thinking and playing
and being curious.
Those are awesome.
Yes, awesome.
And we are the cheesiest people yes. you've ever met.
Yes.
You're welcome.
We'll be releasing one episode every month with some extras thrown in.
And the first episode is about fruit.
Oh, sorry.
That's right.
I was eating some fruit, yeah. So as a companion to that episode,
we thought we could suggest some things you could do together to explore fruit.
Here are some fruit activities you could do with your kids.
You can do a fruit craft. And we have some ideas about what you could do if you head over to andrewandpolly.com/earsnacks. You can find some examples. Don't worry, it's nothing too crazy because we're parents and we know it's impossible to do anything too hard. You could read a book about fruit.
Like The Very Hungry Caterpillar.
That's one of our favorite books to read with Izzy.
Yeah.
So it's an Ear Snacks extra this week.
Let's see. You could juggle with fruits. And if you do decide to juggle, I recommend juggling with harder fruits. You could go bowling with fruits. Again, with harder fruits, recommended. Or on clean floors. This is getting silly.
You could go to the supermarket and have your child show you where the fruits are. Mm-hmm. You could make something with fruit.
Such as?
Like a crumble.
Hmm.
Or a baked apple.
Mm-hmm.
Or a smiley face with blueberries, which Izzy calls bees.
What would Izzy do with a fruit? You could put it on your head and see if it's a hat.
You could have your child call several family members and ask them what their favorite fruits are, and then make a little poster for your house.
Oh, yeah. You could cut them open and look at the seeds, definitely. You could guess what color the inside is going to be based on the color on the outside. You could do a fruit taste test. We could see which fruits float in water.
You can make some healthy popsicles by putting fruit in a blender along with some juice or almond milk or coconut milk. Pour it into a little paper cup or a reusable popsicle mold. Stick in a popsicle stick and leave them in there for a while because it takes a while.
And these are all written up at andrewandpolly.com/earsnacks.
If you want some more information about how much fruit your child should consume each day, mm-hmm. you can head over to choosemyplate.gov. They have some great literature there, including how many cups of fruit you ought to eat per day.
Ooh, well, tell me how many...